Welcome to the NewsHour. President Trump's sweeping tariffs remain in place tonight for now after a day of legal whiplash. But the ultimate fate of many of those tariffs is unclear after a series of court decisions.
Two federal courts, including a special court of international trade, ruled against many of the president's tariffs, saying they were illegal and that the president did not have the specific authority that he cited to impose them. But those decisions are on hold after a separate appellate court issued a stay this afternoon. That court told the administration and a coalition of states and businesses who sued that it would hear arguments early next month. Stephanie Tsai begins with this report.
Last night, the Trump administration faced another example of judicial overreach.
Today, the Trump administration is fighting back after a federal court ruling that could upend its tariff policy.
America cannot function if President Trump, or any other president for that matter, has their sensitive diplomatic or trade negotiations railroaded by activist judges.
Foreign leaders, on the other hand, applauded the decision.
The government welcomes yesterday's decision by the U.S. Court of International Trade, which is consistent with Canada's long-standing position that the U.S. IEEPA tariffs were unlawful as well as unjustified.
China urges the U.S. to heed the rational voices of the international community and its domestic stakeholders and to completely eliminate the unilateral imposition of additional tariffs.
Generally, the president has imposed tariffs in three main categories: 10% tariffs on almost every country, higher tariffs for Canada, Mexico, and China, and industry-specific tariffs, including an additional 25% rate on steel, aluminum, and cars. Were it not for the circuit court's stay today, last night's ruling would have blocked the first two, in addition to tariffs Trump had threatened to issue on dozens of other countries the U.S. has trade deficits with.
Our country and its taxpayers have been ripped off.
Trump bypassed Congress and implemented them by executive order, arguing that he has the power to do so under the 1977 International Emergency Economic Powers Act, or IEEPA. He justified this by saying the trade deficit and fentanyl crisis, which he blames on Mexico, Canada, and China, pose a national emergency. But a panel of judges on the U.S. Court of International Trade, appointed by Presidents Reagan, Obama, and Trump, overruled the president last night, writing the orders, quote, exceed any authority granted to the president by IEEPA. It also says the orders on fentanyl don't deal directly with the fight against drug trafficking, but instead, quote, aim to create leverage to deal with those objectives. National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett responded this morning.
The idea that the fentanyl crisis in America is not an emergency is so appalling to me that I'm sure that when we appeal, that this decision will be overturned.
Today, the Circuit Court of Appeals paused the Court of International Trade's ruling, even while another federal court ruled against the tariffs.
This certainly puts, a bit of a snarl into President Trump's current approach.
Mary Lovely is a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. She says there are other ways the president could still impose his tariffs if the ruling stays in effect.
This is an ongoing saga, and the longer it goes, the more debilitating it is. I think the more we risk turning companies off from investing in the U.S.
All this as revised GDP numbers indicate the U.S. economy shrank in the first quarter of 2025. It diminished at a 0.2% annual pace, the first drop in 3 years, brought down by a surge in imports as U.S. companies hurried to bring in foreign goods ahead of the new tariffs, tariffs whose fate is now uncertain. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Stephanie Tsai.